3, 2, 1.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Vancouver, Athens, Monte Carlo, Nairobi to Sydney, good morning. We are the Tastemakers.
Thank you, listeners from around the globe listening to our morning show today. How are you doing today, Matt?
Oh, you know what? I got to get used to saying good morning. It used to be good afternoon. We used to have the 12 o'clock time slot, which brought us into the afternoon. And now all of a sudden it's 11 o'clock, which precedes that. So we're into the morning show.
I like the morning show better than the afternoon. Yeah, I like getting it done early and got the whole day and afternoon ahead of us.
I agree. I do like having that extra hour ahead. But happy Tuesday to you and welcome back from the long weekend. Got to love those long weekends. It was a fantastic Memorial Day weekend. So how was the weekend? I spent it with you the entire time.
First, you want to say thank you to our sponsor, SteamboatSoap.com, for sponsoring our show. If it wasn't for sponsors like Steamboat Soap, we wouldn't be able to be presenting this show to our listeners around the world. And that's SteamboatSoap.com. You can find their product online at SteamboatSoap.com, or I believe it's also in Anthropologie stores around the nation and in England.
Absolutely, Mark. And as mentioned last week, this comes into play this week again, too. The snow has finally stopped falling, finally, in Steamboat Springs, which, by the way, we were in Vancouver over the weekend, and there was still snow there up on the hill, so it's still snowing out there. But in any event, the snow has finally stopped falling in Steamboat Springs, and the team at Steamboat Soaps are planting a fresh crop of lavender to use in their product for later this fall. More to follow later in the show about Steamboat Soaps and Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
Great. So, well, thanks for sponsoring us, SteamboatSoap.com.
And before we get started, Mark, you know we always start the show with some happy birthday greetings.
Hope there's some good ones today, huh?
Well, there's always some good ones. You know, I think there's a couple here that you'll really really get a kick out of.
Great.
First of all, celebrating 92 candles.
Wow.
That's right. 92 candles on his birthday today is Christopher Lee.
Wow.
You know, I'm kind of surprised that he's not a sir.
He's a sir. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, he won a special, what do they call them, the Orange Awards in London last year, which is the equivalent in England to the Academy Awards here in the States. It's they call it the Orange Award, and he won a special lifetime achievement last year. So, yeah, 92.
So what, that qualified him for a knighthood?
No, he's been a knight. He's been a knight for a few years already.
Huh.
I'm just bringing that up, that he was on that show and he got the special lifetime achievement.
I guess if you're English and you're a celebrity, when you get to a certain age, you're going to become a knight either way.
Well, it depends. Right? I mean, look, there's a lot of younger guys. Anthony Hopkins, he's a sir. I mean, Elton John. It depends what your contribution to life in London or life in the UK is. I mean, these guys all have charities and their contribution of their work to the arts in the UK over a period of a certain period of time will get you the knighthood.
I guess so.
Yeah.
92. All right.
Wow,
92.
Good for him. I enjoy his work.
What was the last thing I saw him in?
Well, he was in one of the
years ago.
He was in one of the Star Wars movies.
Star Wars movies, or was it the Harry Potter movie?
I don't know about Harry Potter. No, he was in one of the three new Star Wars pictures.
I know there's a new one in development, but when was the last one? The last one was about 10 years ago, right?
Which one, Star Wars?
Yeah.
It could be. Or the first one of the next group was like 10 years ago.
So if it was 10 years, so he would have been 82 in that one. And I remember him in that. He looked pretty good. So kudos to him.
Yep.
Also celebrating birthday today is Andre 3000.
Yeah.
39. And there was talk about him playing Sammy Davis Jr. in the new movie that they're going to be making.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? So 39 for him.
Good.
A friend of ours, we met at several events in the past, Louis Gossett Jr., Academy Award winner, correct?
Yeah.
From
Officer and
Gentleman.
Great.
1982. He's celebrating, what do you think today?
80.
Close. You always get it within a year or two. 78.
Great.
78. Today.
Yeah, we met him 2 years ago in Toronto.
Yeah, 2 years ago in Toronto. Another one of our compadres, Todd Bridges.
The last remaining survivor of Different Strokes.
Different Strokes for different folks. He's 49 today.
Yep. He's been to a couple of our lounges.
Mm-hmm. He sure has. Well, here's another one. He has since passed away, but if he was still with us today, he'd be celebrating 103 today.
Holy
Mr. Vincent Price.
Wow, 103, huh?
103 today.
He's been gone for about 20 years, I guess.
Yeah, 95, I believe he passed on.
Yep.
And
he was a classic. Just
Adam
classic.
Carolla, I think you used to like
50
listen
today.
To him.
He's 50.
Oh, you must have heard that somewhere.
Sure,
right?
I did. One of our competitors this morning.
Paul Bettany, you know who he is? He's that Brit actor. He was in Wimbledon. He was in one of my
Oh, he was in the
favorite,
movie Wimbledon?
Yeah, mm-hmm. One of my favorite movies with Johnny Depp, The Tourist.
Ah.
He was the cop, or he was Interpol or whatever.
Ah, yes.
43 today. Here's one. 91 today. Still kicking and still in the public eye. Henry Kissinger.
How old is he?
91.
Wow. Yeah, he runs the Kissinger and Partners outside of Washington, D.C. It is a lobby political tank where he is. He's still deeply
active.
Involved in politics. Yeah,
still active. I mean, I don't know when the last – I saw him at one of those
he makes the rounds.
He makes the rounds at the Kennedy Honors and all those Washington events.
The Met.
Yeah, last time I saw him on one of those, which wasn't that long ago. He definitely didn't look 91.
Yeah, he's involved in the arts.
Yeah.
Arts and politics.
Wow.
Way to go, Henry Kissinger.
So when he was with on Nixon's board, he was in his
About 50s.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, he hasn't looked like he's changed that much.
No.
I guess it was because of the fact that he looked old then.
Right. Once you look old, you got nowhere to go except
when you're old and you're young. It's you don't change much,
right?
And it was kind of like that. What was that our friend Phil used to say about Michael Landon? When he was younger, he made himself look older by dyeing his hair gray. So when he was older, he already had that old look.
So you just assumed he didn't age anything.
Yeah, right.
It's genius.
Kind of like that same format. So busy Memorial Day weekend. Like mentioned, we were up in Vancouver over the weekend for the Variety
Rally for kids.
Fantastic. I think we talked briefly about this last week, but fantastic cause. Raise a ton of money for this charity, whether it's Rally for Kids, Cure for Cancer, whether it's the Variety Rally for Kids, Variety, the children's charity. I don't quite get that name.
Well,
though.
Variety, yeah, you're right. It's an odd name, but Variety is the children's charity in Vancouver.
For kids with special needs.
Right. And the Rally for Kids with Cancer benefits sick kids of Toronto. So different type of names, but
same
great causes.
And they always raise a ton of money.
Yep.
Always a great cause. They flew us up there for the weekend. And love Vancouver.
Vancouver is – the thing about Vancouver, it's all new. It's clean. It's fresh. It's not like an old, dirty industrial town. It's not like – Toronto's great, but Toronto is older.
More metropolitan, more
dirty,
eastern,
certain
more
areas.
Like
But Vancouver's all fresh. The streets are clean. The people are friendly. Everything's new, and the building boom is going on. New condos, new apartments, new clubs, new restaurants. It's just a fabulous little town. And then to be there for the weekend was fantastic. We took in – well, first off, the hotel we were at.
Yeah, big shout-out to the Fairmont Pacific Rim.
Yeah, thanks so much, Fairmont Pacific Rim, for having us. We appreciate it, and there's three Fairmont hotels within, I'd say five blocks of each other, which is great. The original Vancouver Hotel, which is Fairmont, that's been there since the 30s. Now, that's the Vancouver Hotel by
Old
Fairmont.
Old-fashioned, traditional.
Great. I mean, just great if you like that. Now, I do like that.
Fantastic architecture.
Yeah, and then you've got the new ones, which is the Fairmont Waterfront, which has been there for 20 years now,
right,
I guess.
Right on the
waterfront. And then the one we were at, which has been there for just a couple of years, the Fairmont Pacific Rim, which is new, hip, trendy, hot,
cool.
Which is the word we got from the manager, we got from the concierge, we got from the doorman.
And the home of the coolest, hippest club in all of Vancouver, and it doesn't even have a name. It's the Hotel Lobby Bar.
The Pacific Rim Hotel of Fairmont, right, which is incredible. We came in, Thursday night, right?
Thursday night.
And there was already a buzz and a vibe going
early,
on there at 5 o'clock.
I think we arrived a little earlier.
Yeah.
4:30.
So there was already this vibe and buzz on a Thursday night in the lobby lounge, which was cool. And then came Friday night, which was, it was like the club. You know, the limos were pulling up. The Lambos were pulling up. The beautiful women were getting out and getting in, and the
cold and wet outside, but they were all coming in with the short skirts.
That's the way
heels,
I like it.
Tight fitting.
Yeah.
But maybe no cover charge, so maybe that's and it's a cool hip hotel, so maybe the component of cool hip hotel and no cover charge to get in brings all the happening people, or Vancouver just is not a nightlife city.
Well, right, there's not a lot of clubs happening there, so it's the lounge bar in the lounge or in the lobby, or no, the lobby bar in the lobby of the Fairmont Pacific Rim.
And this particular weekend, you were lucky if you were attending the club because it was full of celebrities coming into town
for the rally
event. Terrell Owens, ex-NFL player. I don't know what he's doing nowadays, but not a very friendly person. However, he was in the house along with Mr. Madman himself,
Harry Hamlin,
and his wife,
Lisa Rinna.
Both of them together. Again, not very friendly.
Inseparable, but yeah, he almost didn't have a pulse.
Yeah.
And she was not very friendly.
Super big shout out to one of my favorite Baldwin brothers, Billy Baldwin.
Yeah.
Party zombie and super friendly.
And a rally for kids with cancer veteran. He's been to about four of these things already, I guess, right?
And how about this one, Mark? Terrence Howard. In fact, you know, my wife, Carrie, we've met Terrence Howard a couple times.
Yeah.
She's always thought he was kind of an actor that wouldn't give you the time of the day, unfriendly, mm-hmm, and kind mm-hmm, of stuck
sure.
up. But how he greeted us after that, you know, we've met
like we're old buddies.
Old buddies.
Yeah.
I mean, super friendly, very accommodating with photographs with the fans, very much in the conversation. So big shout out to Terrence Howard and
right.
Billy Baldwin. And,
right.
Holly Robinson Pete.
Yeah, she was great.
A lot more celebrities were in the house, but these were just five that stood out that either for recognition-wise, whether not being friendly or being overly friendly, they really stood out.
Yeah.
A lot of other ones, some football players.
Joe Carter. I think Joe Carter,
Joe
right?
Carter, the, Mr.
Toronto,
Toronto Blue Jay, world champion, Toronto Blue Jays 1994, 1995. Another one. Another unfriendly one. You know,
yeah,
these
right.
people are making time to come out for these events. You know, they got to make it look like they don't have to run around and super, you know, have a big old smile on their face, be laughing and jumping around. But you got to be able to have a little
you
more
gotta
personality.
You got to be a little more friendly.
You know, it's almost like they make it like they're unhappy to be there.
Right, right.
So Terrell Owens and Joe Carter both fall into those in that same category. But anyhow, great event.
Who were the other ones? There were a total of 20 or 19 of them all together.
You know, some of these celebrities, they've fallen into the D-list, I think. So it's tough to recall their name. They had that one gentleman, his last name was Lee from Dexter.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of playmates.
Playboy C.S. Lee, I think.
C.S. Lee. Yeah. A couple of playmates, Playboy playmates. Woman from True Blood. And like you said, a lot of these celebrities, but they fall into the deal.
Well, you know, and here I'm drawing a blank now. You know, there were 19 of them. They're all together.
Mm-hmm.
And
Orlando, there was one offensive lineman from the
Detroit.
No, you keep on saying Detroit. And
Denver.
He's from the Denver Broncos. And you said, hey, Detroit. And he wasn't too keen how you greeted him with saying Detroit. But, yeah, Orlando, I don't know. But, yeah, they were all there being represented. But and people were drafting them for the cause, which was the cause was a scavenger hunt racing through downtown Vancouver. And you draft whoever obtained the most or raised the most donations for the
first
cause.
First pick or second pick or third pick.
Runs like the NFL and NBA draft.
Right.
The person who raised the most money gets the number one draft pick, which means, let's say you wanted to draft Harry Hamlin, and you raised the most money, you draft him. Or whoever.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how it goes.
Yeah, it was great. And the draft party took place at the
Cactus Club.
Cactus Club, which sounds like it belongs in Phoenix or Scottsdale or Tombstone.
Or Santa Fe.
Right. But it's the hottest restaurant /
night
bar.
Club.
Yeah. In Vancouver.
Huge.
And the great thing about this was it was right across the street from the Fairmont Pacific Rim, which, heck, we didn't have very far to go. Usually when we attend these events, we have one of the company cars, sponsored cars, have to drive us to the event. Not the case this time. We just crossed the street.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Either way, it's good. We don't have to drive while we're drinking. But
right.
This way, if you wanted to get to the hotel room quick, if you were burnt out or tired or fried or whatever, you literally a two-minute walk across the street. So that was wonderful. And the appetizers, is that what you'd call them?
Yeah, the hors d'oeuvres. Appetizers, hors d'oeuvres, because, you know, this thing started at 7, right? Yeah, and it went on until midnight or so.
I think it went on until 1 a.m.
So you got to feed the people. We got there right at 7. Well, first we crossed over. We got there early because we were going to smoke our Camacho cigars out there in front of the club, which is where they had all the cars parked.
On display.
Which were great cars that were all participating in the rally. So we were out there smoking our cigars, and we got noticed by a couple of Storage Wars fans out there. Naturally, you know, I mean, Canada, huge Storage Wars fans.
Yeah.
So we had dialogue with a bunch of them. They came out, took pictures of us, wanted to know what kind of cigars we were smoking.
And wondering what the heck we were doing north of the border.
Yeah. So we had our cigar.
Do they have Storage Wars Canada or not?
I thought there was talk about it a year ago.
Because somebody mentioned that there was, and they thought that we were on it, actually.
Yeah. There was talk about it a year ago. I don't know if it actually went through. So I would say probably not, you know. Mm-hmm. But so we had our cigars, and then we decided to head on in. By now, it's about 7:30.
I'm starving. To fill up.
I'm starving because we hadn't had dinner. We thought
we had an early lunch too.
Yeah, early lunch
at Nando's. By the way, Nando's one of the biggest.
So let's get back to Nando's. Let's talk about Nando's.
Yeah, Nando's one of the biggest. I guess it's fast. I'm not sure if it's fast. It's not really fast food. What do you call it between fast food and regular restaurant? Like a Chipotle. Is Chipotle fast food?
No, it's comfort food, I
comfort,
think. Comfort food, quickly.
So Nando's is very similar to what we have here, Kukuru. And they're not all over. They're in limited areas. But very popular in the UK and in Canada, Nando's. It's a grilled chicken that's known for their heat. Hot, extra hot, extra spicy. Four or five different flavors, and the chicken, it's a fantastic chicken, and then the sides
fantastic is an understatement. That was the first time I've been to Vancouver, and you were bragging about it, so we had to have it, and boy, tasty, flavorful.
Yeah.
You know, it was a quarter chicken, I guess, we had. Boy, I was left there wanting more because it was just so good.
And how about them sides? The corn, which was barbecued.
What did we have? We had the potato salad.
And coleslaw.
No,
we didn't. We had mashed potatoes.
Garlic potatoes.
Oh. And I like how at the table they have the different levels of hot sauce.
Help yourself,
extra hot. You
help
know,
yourself hot sauce.
So big shout out to Nando's.
Yeah.
We had an early lunch. It was at 12 o'clock, so that's why going back here really quick, we were starving come 7 o'clock. And I think we had a couple drinks before the food started being passed around. So that makes your hunger even intensified.
Well, I love it when you walk into an evening event and the girls, the hostesses are staying there with the
at
plate.
At the door.
Yeah, with the drinks.
Yeah.
You know, help yourself. They had wine, champagne, beer. And you walk in and there they are. Help yourself.
We didn't even get to the check-in stand.
We didn't need to check in. Yeah. We walked right in and here it goes again.
Yep.
We were on the list. Naturally, we were invited. But if you look like you fit into an event, walk right in. Nobody's going to question you. If you look like you don't belong and you're walking around asking questions or something.
Most of the time, this is the case. However, we did get stopped at the Emmys. After we walked the red carpet, we walked in, and then there was that private lounge
and we
area.
Walked alongside
LL Cool J.
Right. Like we fit right in with him, but yet we got stopped.
And we were stopped. And it did look. We walked in with our tuxedos, again, with LL Cool J, and we thought we're getting in for sure.
We were stopped.
Security was strict there. So even though we did look like we belonged, we did walk in with a celebrity. We did walk in through the celebrity entrance, and we just got done walking the red carpet. This young lady stopped us. Hey, how about also, I hate to bring this up too, especially after you got done saying how you look like you belong, you walk in. We're in Edmonton last year for the Canadian Country Music Awards. It was like an after party that we were supposed to be on the list, and we walked in and we got grilled, and the woman says, "You're not on the list, remember?"
This was in Edmonton for the CCMAs?
Mm-hmm. And then one of our contact people came by and said, "It's okay, they're not on the list, but they're with me. It's okay, we'll allow them in." And she still gave us grief, even though we were with some head of state or what have you.
Right,
so
right.
For most part, it does work, but there's two quick examples that it didn't. But
dang. Yeah, but it was a great time because we walked in and we right away had drinks waiting for us. And then it took about 20 minutes for the hors d'oeuvres to come, correct?
Yeah, but when they did finally come, they kept on coming. Mm. I mean, no sooner did you finish a lettuce wrap or a miniature Kobe burger or what else did they have? But in any event, as soon as you put that down or finish it, the next item was there.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it just kept on coming, and I just couldn't stop. Neither could you.
Right,
fantastic.
Because it was one thing after another, and it was just a variety.
No, I don't
of
believe
things.
They had any desserts though. Do they have anything?
No, we had to wait for the 11 o'clock hour for that,
and that did come. It was the, chocolate mousse.
Which was great.
Yeah,
we had a couple of them actually because they came in that little cup.
Yeah, and it had crushed toffee. With the chocolate mousse. So
yeah.
Just a fantastic eating and drinking experience. And I think the night before we start off with a peanut butter and jelly burger at
it was Tap and Barrel.
Yeah.
So are we done with the what's the name of that place we were at?
Cactus?
Yeah, are we done with Cactus?
Cactus Cooler.
Yeah. What was Cactus Club?
Cactus Club.
And just like the Fairmont Hotels, there's two Cactus Clubs within a half a mile.
Yeah.
In downtown Vancouver.
Right.
Don't understand that. What are they thinking out there in Vancouver?
Yeah.
Building up left and right all this fantastic architecture, buildings and so forth, and you got three Fairmonts within a five-block span, and you got two Cactus Clubs within a 3 to 4 block span. I don't get it. But
I don't get it either, but I guess it gives people from different ends of town an opportunity that they don't have to travel far. It's close.
Yeah. So are we through? I don't know. Do you have anything else to add to
that? Let me think here. Other than the fact that the place was great, the food was great, the little burgers were fantastic, the drinks kept on coming. Did we have a drink of choice?
House?
It was wine. We were drinking red wine quite
a bit.
Drinking
red wine.
Which was delicious.
And then they started distributing the tequila, which one of the sponsors was Celestial Tequila.
Yeah. And here again, while we're enjoying our drink and our hors d'oeuvres and the draft party, I don't know how many Storage Wars fans came to us again. Again, you know,
love it.
Storage Wars is huge over there in Canada. So they were coming, meeting us, taking pictures with us, being very friendly with us. So a big shout out to all our friends out there in the Great White North. Keep watching us on Storage Wars.
I think we're on two episodes next week.
Great.
And also, Mark, you can't believe it or not, you could catch us tomorrow night on an episode of Hollywood Exes.
Ah, yes, we did that when we were in Vegas.
Yeah.
We were judging Miss Nevada.
As quirky as that sounds, we were...
So it's tomorrow night on Hollywood Exes on VH1. No, it's VH1.
Yeah.
Do we know what time that is?
It's an episode that was on 2 weeks ago. They're replaying it tomorrow. It is, I believe it's 7 or 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're there with Robin Leach. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Yeah.
And Eddie Murphy's ex, what's her name?
Nicole Murphy. And then former Miss Shayna Mochler. What was she?
Was she Miss USA?
She was Miss USA, okay. Like 1994.
Okay.
And she's the director now of the Miss Nevada pageant.
Right.
So, and who else was there? Who else was one of our, well, we had some agent, some kid agent, right?
Yeah, the kid agent.
Whatever, but.
Punk. A punk.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do a quick shout-out to our sponsor again. Again, we can't say this enough. Without our sponsor, this show would not be made possible to be played around the world. SteamboatSoap.com. They originate in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, where they make the best soaps and, soaps and lotions and potions.
Forget to mention, Mark, they have vintage ski labels as well.
Love it. I love that vintage
ski
labels.
I mentioned this last week, but I like that. I mean, I got to get a bar of this with the ski label. And they're going to be most of the ski resorts later this winter, including Big Bear, Aspen, and Vail.
Mm-hmm.
So, and their most popular item is their lip cream.
Lip cream, yeah. Huh? I need to get some of that.
We have to put out, in addition to our shout out to Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and Steamboat Soaps, we need to get a couple of these sample products to make sure that,
I got to sample this stuff.
I tell you, I know we're going to like it because I know we keep on getting the stuff. And, but some of this new stuff I'd like to try out.
Yep. Great.
So
great.
Oh yeah. So anyhow, we were just talking about how we're going to be in Hollywood Exes tomorrow night. So that's kind of quirky. But
so check your listings for VH1 Hollywood Exes, since we don't know 100% sure what time we are on tomorrow night. So I know I'll be watching. Will you?
Yeah, I've already got the TV set for the TiVo, pal.
Great.
Set it last night.
Great.
Didn't want to miss. Make sure that I didn't miss it. So I got three episodes back to back that I'm going to be TiVoing. Love that TiVo. So that was it for the weekend in Vancouver.
Well, let's not forget the brunch. Let's not forget the event. Let's not forget the Grand Gala. I mean, there was a lot of stuff going on in Toronto.
Sure, there's a lot to keep talking
Vancouver.
About, Mark. That sounds like a lot of eating and drinking.
It was a lot of eating and drinking. You know, it was followed by Saturday morning, which was the actual rally. The rally always starts with the buffet,
the pre-rally brunch.
Right, before, which is where, one of the best brunches I like is
the
breakfast
stuff,
buffet.
Yeah.
You know,
fantastic, no champagne. Well, they're driving, so you want to make sure there's no Bloody Marys
or
champagne. Yeah.
Right,
but fantastic.
Nothing like hotel coffee. I mean, it is the best coffee out there, and especially if it's associated with the Fairmont brand, you know you're in luck for fresh Colombian or Nigerian
brewed
coffee.
Speaking about the hotel coffee, how about the cappuccino machine in our room?
That's the first time I've been in a room where our suite had a cappuccino machine, which is those. It was Nespresso with elegant capsules, which was fantastic.
You like that elegant capsule?
I do. We had our luxury terry cloth robe. We had.
Let's not forget the TV that was built into the mirror in the bathroom.
Right,
slippers
and umbrellas in the room. I mean, these are little with a doorbell at the front door. These are little perks, and because we're members of the Fairmont President's Club, naturally we get our daily newspaper, we get our shoes shined.
I know you love that.
It's the little things like that, free local calls that always make the stay. And we had
that
a beautiful room
special.
Overlooking the pool, which, by the way, in Vancouver, surprising, the temperature probably didn't get above 60 About 60?
60, if that.
Cold.
And wet.
Wet. I love
people
it when,
in the pool
every
I love
day.
It when it's raining and people are in the pool swimming.
And know? They were there, yeah. The jacuzzi was happening. The pool was happening. It was
raining on our last day. It was raining, and there was a guy out there in shorts under an umbrella reading.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
I can't say this enough about the Fairmont. It was great. But back to the brunch. It was fantastic. When you've got that Nigerian or Colombian fresh coffee and then that fresh squeezed orange juice on top of that crispy bacon and the pancakes with fresh raspberry jam.
Oh, that boy, was that good.
I had that on my croissant.
I didn't have it on the pancake like you did. The only time I ever eat pancakes is when I get it at the pantry when we go to the auto show. But I had it on a croissant, and it was just – I took one for the road.
Yeah.
Should have taken a couple for the road.
Incredible.
I wish I had one of those right now.
Two cups of coffee, two glasses of orange juice, a pile of the crispy bacon, the sausage, the potatoes with salsa in there.
Brother, you're making
me. Scrambled eggs, you know, and the muffins, mm-mm. the bear claws, the fruit. Terrence Howard, I noticed, enjoyed the watermelon. I mean, he had his plate piled high with the watermelon.
And he had a lot of other fruit on that plate too, Mark.
But, I mean, the watermelon was piled high.
And, you know, that football player that was in Orlando. Whatever, like 6'6", 350.
Boy.
All he had on his plate was fruit.
Yeah. So then we head on down after the brunch. You know, you head on down to the actual rally, the start of the rally, where you've got all the cars there, 20 cars, there were 20 teams. You've got Rolls Royces, you've got Ghosts, you've got Lamborghinis, Mercedes, Ferraris.
And the Wraith, we were talking about the Wraith last week. We saw that. I mean, just
the Wraith Rolls Royce.
We were talking about that last week during the show, but they actually had one. Not racing in the rally, however, there was one staying at the
park there.
And what a beautiful car!
Beautiful,
and you know it's a coupe. It's not a four door. It's a coupe.
Two door, yeah.
And it had the suicide door,
yeah,
which was pretty cool. They also had the new Lamborghini. I don't even know.
Yeah, what's the name of that one? Do you know?
It's the lowest, coolest, hottest, fastest looking one they've ever had. I don't have the name, but it was red. It was in the parkland. It was like a celebrity. The way people were taking photos of it, I mean. Just nonstop.
Yeah.
But,
The car is a celebrity in its own right.
Yeah. They had the Murialago, I think, one of those that's several years old that was participating in the rally. That's a hot car, of course, any day of the week. But this new Lambo was just, man, unbelievable. I don't know who drove it. I didn't see anybody get in or out of it.
Yeah.
Same with that Wraith.
Quick question, Matt. You know, since we do have our business and we do multiple things here, even while we're doing the show, we
Absolutely.
Are conducting business.
You bet.
The one that just came in over here from Erica, did you follow up with him?
No.
That's Uncle Jesse's, I think. You know, they were back there in Soul Train in Atlanta a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's I saw that came in, but they were just asking if we're doing anything for BETs, correct?
Yeah. So we want to get back to them as soon as we get out of here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And let them know we're not only doing something, but we're doing something official.
Yeah. Two days backstage for any of our listeners out there who do have interest in sponsorships and marketing opportunities. That is our core business. So lots to discuss about that. Check out our website at wowcreationsmedia.com. We'll talk about that later on in the show. But, yeah, we'll get back to Uncle Jesse. That's a funny sounding brand. When you say that, I'm thinking
actually it's not Uncle Jesse, it's Jesse's because Uncle Jesse's from the
Dukes of Hazzard,
right?
Yeah,
so
that was Denver Pyle, right?
Yeah.
And is he still with us?
No, he's been gone for a few years already.
I guess he was old back then, 30 years ago with the Dukes.
Yeah
Great. Okay. But fantastic cars, fantastic meals. I love that raspberry jam. And how about that meal during the gala? It was a fish.
I should have brought the menu.
It was not.
Well, let's not get to the dinner yet. We've got to get to the end of the rally, and we've got to get to the gifting suite.
Fantastic.
All this stuff happens before the actual dinner, my friend.
Fantastic.
So the rally's out and running. We've got 20 brands or 20 cars that are out. The Mercedes, which was the guy that was in the Mercedes, was one of the sponsors,
E-boosh.
The premier sponsor. Boy, he patched out in his Mercedes.
He almost had an accident upon getting out of the gate.
Right. I guess he
Very
had one
close.
Too many E-boosts, which is a great brand. E-boost, it's a Vancouver-based energy powder or energy drink comparable to 5-Hour Energy.
Yeah, and in powder form. You put in that glass of ice-cold water.
I had one yesterday, and boy, it went me from zero to hero in no time. This thing was great.
I haven't tried one yet. Actually, I should probably pour it in my bottle of water right now. Why don't you throw one over here, Mark?
Yeah. Well, what do you mean? You're going to have it right now?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. There you go. There's the e-boost.
Yeah.
Put it in your bottle, shake it up, and you get your boost for the day.
That's what I'm going to do.
So then we got the rally starts starts off there, and then we head up to
11:30 promptly, sharp.
Now we got to go to work.
Work? What's
Which
that?
Basically means we've got to track down the brands that have shipped the stuff to Vancouver.
What stuff, Mark? What stuff?
the product for the gifting suite.
Right.
And it, you know, there's not a gifting lounge that goes on in Canada where we're not missing something. So we had to go through. We had to scavenger hunt. We had to do our own scavenger hunt to find this stuff. So we got the stuff, set the gifting lounge up, was ready for business 1 o'clock. We had sunglasses. We had skincare, sun care. We had
candles.
We had alcohol.
Yeah, what was the name of that beer we had in there? That was fantastic.
Yeah, you know what? I'm at a loss. But it was a great gifting suite. The celebrities started coming, I guess, pretty quick. It only took about 3 hours. It was a short route this time out.
Usually it takes them up to 5 or 6 hours.
Yeah.
This time, 2 to 3.
Yeah. So it was great. We did that for about 3 or 4 hours. And then it was time to go back to the room and change for the grand gala. Which is the best part, though?
It's not called the Grand.
It's the gala.
It's just the gala.
Yeah.
We're used to the Grand Gala from the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
That's the title. But, yeah, and the evening started off with the cocktail hour, which was fantastic, where we were introduced to a drink. I forgot what it was called, but it was a combination mixture
of
gin, champagne, and tequila.
Hey, what's the tequila brand? Let's put a shot out to this.
Celestial.
Oh, you know it in there?
Yeah.
It's in there.
Yeah, it's Celestial.
Okay, Celestial Tequila.
Yeah.
So it was a combination of champagne, gin, and Celestial Tequila in a champagne flute.
Tequila Celestial.
Yeah.
I'm trying the Sea Boost right now, Mark.
Oh, great. How is it?
It's tasty.
It's like drinking Kool-Aid.
Yeah, it's like lemonade.
Yeah. So this was great, too. Again,
it's pretty good, actually.
I enjoy a cocktail hour before the actual main event. And the best cocktail hours
is
when you walk in and you've got the hostesses passing by the drinks, passing by the hors d'oeuvres. Again, mini burgers.
Love those mini burgers.
The steak, and you know, steak on a stick.
What was different about these mini burgers, unlike all the other ones that are the same, this had a cucumber pickle on it, the sweet cucumber pickle. Zesty, sweet. Fantastic.
Yeah, it was very good.
The cucumber pickle.
Bun was good. Mm-hmm. Burger was good. I think I must have had 3 or 4 of those.
At least.
Yeah. And then we had the lobster. It was like a lobster lobster on a cracker.
Yeah, what was it called, though? It was a lobster. Oh, lobster BLT.
Oh, that's it. Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Good mm-hmm. memory. Lobster yeah. BLT.
Lobster BLT.
And it was delicious.
Just a little scrap of bacon with and a little scrap
we
of
we went to
lobster.
Check in for our table assignment, and we were at table number 4, which was fantastic. 4 was right next to the stage, or right parallel to the stage with some of the celebrities that were participating in the rally.
I think we got the closest table, just like when we were at the Miss Bahamas 10 years ago or whenever.
Yep.
We had the best seat. We were right by the stage.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
So this is a great table. Table mm-hmm. number 4. Right. So
big shout at the table number 4. And half the people weren't there, so I had extra space.
Yeah, which is always good.
Yeah.
So
it's like when you're flying in the plane. If you're not in first class and you're in coach, you're always hoping that someone is not sitting next to you. And this particular time coming back, it was that way for me, which was great.
Yeah, that's always a nice way to travel when you've got a little extra space in between.
Mm-hmm.
So the event was great. They had the auction, which they must have raised, I don't know, how many hundreds of thousands of dollars with the,
the auction. I loved when Terrence Howard came up there and he offered. He's got a new show coming on.
Empire,
on Stars,
I think.
It's called Empire.
Yeah.
And he went up there to raise some extra cash for the cause, which was great. He said, I got the new show coming up. The directors and writers do not know this, but I want to include a guest here today in the show.
Not a walk-on,
in the show with me. Again, the director and the writer do not know about this, but I want to put that up for auction and include you in one episode of Empire. He raised $22,000.
Yeah, I think that was the largest amount raised for one item at the auction, which was fabulous.
So big shout-out to Terrence Howard. Big shout-out to whoever it was that...
Well, the production company for Empire, which has to write the part into the show and keep it in the show.
Hopefully they greenlight it.
I think it was Fox, right?
No, it's going to be in... Well, I don't know.
Stars.
It's going to be in
Stars,
okay,
yeah. right.
But hopefully they're going to greenlight it.
Yeah.
Hey, we forgot to mention John Sally.
Oh, John Sally. Good old John Sally.
I know we couldn't think of some of the celebrities earlier today.
He was cool.
John Sally and Kim Coates from Sons of Anarchy.
He was cool, too.
Very nice guy. Yeah, very nice guy. But, John Sally, he knows his stuff, boy, and he's very, very well-liked. 6'10". He stands out amongst the crowd, but...
Big guy.
Big shout-out to him. This was, I think, his third time involved with this... charity. By the way, Mark, have you researched Fish TV at all?
Oh, you know, I haven't. That's Leo, right?
Leo, he's Greek. Leo,
He's a big Canadian star.
Yeah.
Leo Stokos of Canada. He's a big star up there in the Great White North. He hosts a show called on Fish TV.
Yeah, right? Fish TV.
And he's been doing the rally here for, I guess, about 5 years. So he's been – do you remember him? Was he down there in Miami when we went? And was he in L.A. too?
That's a good
question.
Or just
stays up north, I think.
Well, I think he only stays in Canada because I don't remember him in Miami. And I don't remember when he came here to L.A. twice. So probably just but I got to look it up. I mean, he did something too to raise some money too, didn't he? I know he got up on stage and
he coordinated as individual people that came up to give extra money for
When they raised $110,000 in 3 minutes.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So they must have raised around $400,000 for this thing.
And usually when they do this,
this is just the auction.
Yeah. In Toronto, they usually raise for the whole charity about $2 million, don't they?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. So that was a great event. They had a lot of money that they raised. So we cut out, I guess, around 11 from the gala.
Yeah.
And then we decided to go and smoke a cigar, Monte Cristo, and then take advantage of the lobby bar. So we went down and smoked our cigar. Monte Cristo's out there and had a great smoke. And then went and had a drink at the lobby bar, which by now was at complete capacity.
Yeah.
It was 1 o'clock now. The limos were still pulling up.
Yeah,
Getting out. The people were coming in. The music was going
on. Let's not forget the ambulance that pulled up, Mark. Everybody's all worried, thinking, what's going on?
Now, the guy that they took out on the stretcher, he looked fine. What I'm thinking
he
happened.
He had a smile on his face.
Yeah, what I'm thinking happened is, this is the oldest trick in the book, people. When you don't want to pay the bill, you trip, you say there was a cockroach in your meal or something like that. So I'm thinking he probably fell down, faked faint or something.
He did faint. In fact, I asked the paramedic, what's the deal? As you know, they're coming out super slow. I knew it wasn't like
life or death.
Yeah, so he fainted.
Yeah.
Maybe he did get his bill, Mark. Maybe he was in a suite.
But this is a way to get out of paying by faking an illness.
Yeah,
so
he sure as heck looked fine. Now, I just faint. I mean, do you really have to go for evaluation? I mean, because you fainted? I don't know.
I guess play it safe. Some people like to play it safe.
So better safe than sorry. So I guess he was
making
the right call.
But he was wide awake. What I'm thinking is he was trying to get out of it.
Not only was he wide awake, he had a smile on his face.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, why was – who knows? But so the ambulance pulled out. And, speaking of you know, the Wraith and the Lamborghinis, there was another new Bentley there. What was that Bentley? The new one?
The big four-door sedan.
What was? Isn't that what Harry Hamlin was driving? Or was he in the Ghost?
Hmm.
But what is the new Bentley? Is that the Silver Spur still or Flying Spur? Is it a Spur something? Is it the San Antonio Spurs? What's the name of it?
I'm thinking it starts with an M. I'm really
not
100%
sure.
One
of those interesting names like the Wraith, whatever that means.
Yeah.
And how about those women that were riding with Harry Hamlin in the his car? Those
the old women?
Old women. They bid for him, and I guess they raised the most money, and they drafted him, and they were riding in the Rolls Royce. But, man, they looked older than dirt. All three of them?
Right, right.
And
uppity, a little uppity.
Yeah, uppity, big time uppity.
Yeah.
And one of them who looked like she was in her 70s, you could tell she was all pinched and tucked, and she had the inflated lips from the injections, kind of like, what's her name, Harry Hamlin's wife, Lisa.
Lisa Rinna.
Yeah. Again, not very friendly, those two.
Yeah.
In fact, when we were leaving the hotel on Sunday morning, they were in the lobby. Well, we're actually going to Tim Hortons for a donut, and I'm sure you'll get into Tim Hortons momentarily.
Love my Tim Hortons. I'm a drag. We only had it the one time.
But we're walking through the lobby on our way to Tim Hortons, and they were waiting for their car to pick them up. And I said, hey, good morning, folks. Did we get a hello from them? I think she basically acknowledged and gave a wave. But
yeah.
Not too friendly.
Right, right.
It's kind of upsetting and disappointing when you're a fan of certain celebrities and you get an opportunity.
And it's not like they're even that big, you know, big of a celebrity.
Yeah, where would Harry Hamlin fall? Now, he's definitely not A. Is he B? He's not C, so I guess he falls in the...
Yeah, but you know what? With if it wasn't for his recent addition to the Mad Men cast, the last thing I can claim that I saw him on was about 3 or 4 years ago, that Shelter Island miniseries on CBS that was about the killer on that island killing everybody.
And he wasn't even a regular.
He was killed in the first episode or the second episode.
Yeah. He was a father. Wasn't he a father of one of the...
No, he was the uncle. So you take him out of that, what was the name of the, Shelter Island or whatever.
Yeah,
you take him out
show,
of that,
by the way.
I can't think of anything since L.A. Law.
Yeah.
Right?
And by the way, speaking of L.A. Law, when we first introduced ourselves to Mr. Hamlin, you asked him, hey, what's the story, any chance of getting together for another?
A reunion.
And he, for L.A. Law.
Yeah.
And he says, we did it 10 years
yeah.
ago.
And then I kind of remember it, but I don't really remember it, you know?
I don't remember it at all.
Okay. Yeah, maybe
but
it was more than 10 years ago then.
I mean, he's got to know it. Yeah, you know, it probably was 20 years ago.
Right, right.
You know, maybe he's lost in the In translation. Translation. Hey, want to give a big shout-out again, Mark, to Steamboat Soaps.
I love it.
For
sponsoring our show.
Being involved. And Debbie Dygert, the owner of the company, probably hard at work in the barn right now just making that soap. Seems like she's a workaholic.
Well, she's got a lot of orders coming in. Plus, if you're going to fill up the stores over there at Anthropologie, you've got to keep making this stuff.
So Steamboat Soaps, kids, get out there, get online, check out their product. Get into
SteamboatSoap.com.
And if you're in the Steamboat Springs area of beautiful Colorado, try to get in there and visit Debbie in the barn and say hello to everybody and try out that product. So thanks again, Steamboat Soaps. Located in beautiful Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
Love it.
Fantastic.
Yep. All right, so that pretty much ended our visit to...
So that was a wonderful weekend for us being in Vancouver, but that was not the only thing happening this weekend, Mark. There was a big wedding out there.
I guess we didn't get our invite. If we did, we couldn't have attended.
I was expecting to see this all over the place, the Kardashian wedding. Mm-hmm. Isn't something the Kardashian wedding? I'm not seeing the Kanye West
wedding.
Just seeing the Kardashian wedding.
Yeah.
But did you see anything about it?
No, just the next, Sunday morning on the news, they just had a quick picture.
Yeah, a quick picture.
Yeah, and that was it. See, because they sold all the rights to his People or Vogue or something, and they're going to be the ones revealing everything in the next couple weeks. So that's why you're very limited to what you actually saw on Sunday morning.
Other than just a couple of pictures, what I did see was Rob Kardashian. Did you hear about him? He did not attend the wedding?
Yeah, he was there, but I guess he left when they were in Paris because he had a fight with Kim, and he didn't want to attend.
Supposedly, the fight was in regards to him needing to lose some weight before the wedding.
Well, that's not what I heard at all. I heard that the fight was just that he just thought this whole thing got blown up more than it actually was, and the Kim, she's all into promotion, this, that, and the other thing, and he just didn't agree on participating.
Well, according to E! News, what I saw last night, they said that the mom and Kim were both upset at him because he did not lose weight, slim down to get into for the photos, so he was not in any of the photos.
Well, I heard that he didn't want to be in the photos. That's what I heard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Either way, that's crazy stuff right there.
Yeah, your own brother.
And how about this? Ariana, who's the name of it? Did you hear about the singer who performed? Young girl, Ariana.
Here she got paid $2
million? $2.6 million for three songs.
And the reason I heard it was so much was because they really wanted her, and she said no. She doesn't want to do it, but when money talks, people walk. And so I guess that was the going rate.
Interesting number, 2.7. I would assume she was asking for three, and they negotiated.
Well, she didn't even want to do it, so they had to come to her and keep saying, we'll give you $1 million. No. We'll give you $2 million. No. 2.5. No. 2.6. And then that was, I guess, what finally she agreed on. But she did not want to do it.
Boy, isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah. I heard talk on that this morning about how that's impossible because, for instance, Bruce Springsteen's going rate is $1 million.
Yeah, so. Same with Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston before she passed on. She was like $1.5 million.
Right.
You know, a lot of
so these. So it's hard to believe that it was that kind of money that they paid her.
And how ridiculous is it to pay her that much?
Well, like we always say, book a Harris, get it while you can.
Get it while you can.
Yeah.
And many pictures were taken in front of the flower wall.
Which is the new flower wall? Well, apparently this is the new thing now, the new trend in weddings.
When they, and I guess.
Takes away from the media wall. You got the flower wall now.
And bachelorette showers and so forth. I know because they had one for Kim's bachelorette party at the Beverly Hills Peninsula.
Oh,
so I like it, though. I mean, it looks pretty good.
If you could afford it, why not?
A lot of money there. So did Bruce walk her down the aisle?
He did. Actually, I think they both did. Didn't Bruce and the mother?
Boy, he's a real stick in the mud. Did you see him at the airport last week when he was heading out to Paris?
No.
I mean, geez, he didn't want to talk to anybody.
Oh, is that right?
And he hates the paparazzi. The paparazzi is pretty much what keeps these Kardashians in the news.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean.
Well, he just doesn't want to do it anymore. You know, he had his time in the sun. And
how about Scott? Was Scott there?
I didn't hear or
see.
He's
my favorite Kardashian. He's not a Kardashian.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Maybe he wasn't. Are they still together? Have you heard anything? Maybe they're. He's had enough.
I don't know. But didn't they just buy the old Justin Bieber estate in Calabasas?
Yes. Well, I don't know if they did. I know she did. I don't know if she's on it.
Wow. I'm going to have to Google that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, nothing? I haven't seen.
Yeah, you're right. He's somebody you would have seen somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So. I don't know.
Go figure.
Right.
So that was the big weekend event in Florence and then Paris. Florence. They got married in Florence, right? After all
right.
the speculation.
It started off in Paris, and then that's where the bachelorette party was.
Mm-hmm. Then it was off to Florence, and then it was back to Paris?
No, I don't think. I think the thing was – it started in Paris with the – they had the bachelorette party and the original –
so they got married. They got married in Italy then?
Right, Florence. Yeah. They got married in Florence,
Okay, so the bachelor –
It started in Paris for the third time.
Yeah.
They had the bachelorette. They had a brunch out there sponsored by Valentino.
I thought that all started in Florence and then they got married.
No.
And,
did not get married in Paris. They got married in Florence.
I'll be darned.
Yep. And they are vacationing in Ireland.
Ireland?
So, yeah, some big – a palazzo that they're some big castle at $70,000 that they're there for a few days or a week.
Boy, that just doesn't seem like a fit, though.
Well, the reason it's Ireland was the mother, who's the mother again? Chris, her and Bruce honeymoon in Ireland. Kanye celebrated his 35th birthday in Ireland, so there's the connection with Ireland.
Boy,
so they love Ireland, so they're back again.
Go figures. I wouldn't. Never would have figured that.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I guess we're going to start seeing all that stuff
in the tabloids in a couple days.
Yeah, because I mean, nothing. I didn't see anything.
Yeah,
I mean, even on any of the shows, or even like Sam Rubin was saying yesterday, he didn't even want to talk about the wedding.
He didn't know if he could talk about the wedding because he didn't. They didn't have the rights or anything to talk about it. So who knows?
It's like saying three Pete. What's his name's got that?
Pat Riley.
Yeah. So you can't even say with. So do we owe him for that now?
If you mention it, sure. We own. I don't know what we own.
What about that
sense?
What about that fight guy? Gets it ready to rumble. He's got that copywritten or trademark too, doesn't he?
I'm not sure.
So we're going to be owing for that one and the other one.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
How about that?
Well,
how crazy is that? It's just like Buzz Aldrin with his autograph, right? He sold it.
He doesn't own the rights to his autograph, which is incredible. You know.
So he sold it. So somebody's making the money. But I saw him recently. He was at some kind of trade show, or not trade show, but some kind of function.
Maybe he bought it back.
Maybe he did buy it back.
He bought the rights back.
How crazy is that?
That's pretty crazy.
He's been to a couple of our events.
Second man to walk on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy. He's been to three of our events.
Three of our events. Did you see Mad Men the other day?
Yeah, it was good. They landed on the moon. It was the last of the season.
Yeah, I loved how everybody was watching it. And we were very young when that happened, but everybody was watching. It was all the talk. I forgot what the numbers were back then, but they were like huge, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
I mean, like 100 million even back then.
Yeah. But it was a great way to end the mid-season finale. It won't come back again until 2015, where they'll have the last six episodes, I think, and they'll end the season
the
series.
That's at least 7 months away.
Yeah, I think it doesn't come. Yeah, I don't think it's coming until April.
Yeah. So it's almost a year away then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable.
It is, but I guess it's worth the wait because the last couple episodes were good.
Well, yeah, the episode the other day was the sixth.
Was it the sixth? That was it? Wow.
That was it. So we had to go through five subpar episodes to get to the finale.
Right.
Or mid-season finale.
Yeah.
Which was great. How about that Bert Cooper croaking?
I like how he ended it with him singing. I mean, he is a Broadway star, so for it to go out that way, it was fantastic.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really neat. It was good.
Yeah, I didn't
some
like
good
that
stuff on TV.
Song and dance thing.
Oh, you didn't?
Nope.
Oh, I thought it was fabulous.
No, it was too long.
They wouldn't have had it if he wasn't Robert Morris. Yeah. But they threw that in there, and I think it was genius.
A little too long, though. But
I wanted more.
But great episode. Like I said, we had to wait five episodes to finally get to one.
Hey, so when are we on Storage Wars again for our folks to know to keep watching?
Next Tuesday, a week from tonight. I know it's tough to believe you have to wait a week. But for
our fans.
It's
back-to-back episodes, right?
Back-to-back episodes. But for our fans, even though you don't get to see us today, you get to hear us today, and you get to see us tomorrow on VH1, and then you wait 7 days, and you see us back-to-back episodes. Not quite sure what the time is, but it doesn't matter.
Check your listings for details on A&E.
Back-to-back episodes.
In the meantime, you could always follow us on our website, which is WOW
Creations. Really quick shout-out, Mark, before we get to where you could catch us. We're going to be attending the opening day of the San Diego Polo Club.
Right. That's at sandiegopolo.com. It's next Sunday, June 1st. It's the first game of the new season of polo down there in San Diego.
So if you're listening and you're a polo fan, try to get out there. If you see us, say hello. We'll be out there for the party and for the match. So
SanDiegoPolo.com. They're going to have a concert. They're going to have the stomping of the Dibbets. They're going to have
after party
food, after party music. I mean, it's just going to be a great social event, start of the summer. So no place better to be than the San Diego Polo Club, which is actually in Rancho Santa Fe.
On the borderline between Del Mar and Rancho Santa Fe.
Yeah. So it's going to be a great event. So hopefully this will be the first of our many polo matches for San Diego Polo Club.
Well, they want us to come down there every week. I'm not
love
sure
it.
If we're going to do that. But
love it.
If they take care of us, we might just have to do that.
I love it.
I know
it.
Range Rover
one of the big sponsors,
is
right?
One of the big sponsors. So maybe they could provide us with a ride. If that's the case, we could work something out.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Fantastic.
But to follow us, to know what we're doing, the Harris Brothers, the Kings of Swag, the Tastemakers, go to wildcreationsmedia.com, and you get all the information you need to know about about us. It's right there. You could also follow us on, or friend us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/wowcreations. And, of course, there's Twitter, twitter.com/wowhollywood.
Did you say MySpace, Mark?
We have MySpace as well, yeah. MySpace/wowcreations. LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. Flickr. That always makes me bust up.
LinkedIn, Flickr. Well, LinkedIn is more of a business type thing.
Yeah, I know, but just the way it sounds, LinkedIn.
Yeah. LinkedIn. Flickr. Listen to us every Tuesday at 11 a.m. and www.latalkradio.com. We do the Tastemaker Show here for 50 minutes, and that 5-0 goes by so incredibly fast, it's amazing.
Yeah, 50 minutes. Jesus, 10 minutes shy of an hour. An hour goes by quick, but 50 minutes, it is what it is.
Yeah, so there's a lot of cool stuff.
And don't forget, Mark, we got a new article coming up in a new column for Fine Lifestyles next month.
Oh, great. So that's finelifestyles.ca. You can pick the magazine up in
Oh, you can see it online.
You can see it online, which is great.
Yeah.
Watch us on the Storage Wars a week from tonight. Watch us on
back-to-back episodes, Mark. Back-to-back.
Watch us on Hollywood X's tomorrow night on the
8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on VH1. Check your local listings for your channel there.
So you can see the Harris Brothers, the Kings of Swag, the Tastemakers, the most famous twins in the world. We're all over the place.
That's it, brother.
So until next week, thanks for watching.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.